So today is Dav Pei Ches. Yes. We are on Pei Ches and Aleph, second line.
Yes.
Amor de Amar Rava. So basically what we're going through is we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about a case of where somebody sent their kid with I guess a pundion and a plate to get shemen, and the chenveni gave it to him. The problem was we couldn't understand why the chenveni was liable for the destruction of the plate. Isn't an aveda midas, isn't the fact that the father sent it to an irresponsible kid as if he didn't expect it to come back. So Rava had answered that Chachamai Skin on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Kegon Shenatlo Lamodba, that he gave it to him, the Chenveni gave the plate to the kid in order to measure it. And the Rava said it's even though the Chenveni would be putter on the plate because the father gave the son to the kid, Saveda Midas, if the Chenveni took the plate from the kid in order to measure in it, then he was chayiv in the Shmira and is usher to give it back to the Tino because it's not giving it back appropriately. So the Gemara then says, picks up, Amos Amar Rabba, how can you say that? Maybe Rabba only said his din about Hikrish and Chayiv. If you hit the Aveda, you find the Aveda in the street, and you hit it, then you're right, and then you're chayev to maintain it. Amen of Rabba Bali Chayim. Chayim, it's only by livestock. The and kitinhu nigra baraisa. That when you hit it, now it typically would start running away. Therefore, you're chayev, because if you hit it or do something to it, it impacts the animal to the fact that it will now start to run away. So therefore, right, Rashbam says, now you chay because you did an action to the animal that will cause it to run away. So now you have to be careful with it. But here, this thing is an inanimate object, right? But in the case where the chenvani didn't do anything with his meisim, well, he didn't measure it. He didn't do anything with the meisim. He didn't do anything to the plate that would cause the plate now to be more likely to be destroyed than it was before. He just used it to measure. He used exactly what it's supposed to be used for. Is Rabba still saying in that case he's mechayev to shomer to guard it? So the Ella Amar Rabba. So now we're going to answer a different reason why the chenveni would be chayev for the damage done to the plate. Ella Amar Rabba, ani I the arisha b'chabura and the lion in the group targiminu. We answered this mishnah umanu and who's the amora? Who's the ari? Is Rabbi Zera? Hachav Ma'eskinon, what are we dealing with over here? Kigon shenitala lamodba la'achirim. What the chenveni did is he took the plate that the kid brought and he used it to measure for other people. He used it as his measuring cup for other people. Lamod la'achirim. Right? So now why does Rabbi Yehuda say he's chayav? Okay. Ubedin ube shosh lo midas kamifliki. And the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah is how you categorize a shoel shelo midas. Here he's borrowing it without permission, without authority. Right? Rashbam says, b'shosh lo midas bal hatsluchis, the owner, right? Lo midas bal hatsluchis pligi. He's borrowing without the knowledge of the owner of the plate. So mar sarvar, that's interesting, it's mar sarvar or mar sarvar, it's not sure who's who. But the Rashba makes it clear. The Mar Sover Shoel Have, one says a Shoel Midas gets the din of a Shoel, and therefore if you return it to the place where you got it, you would be Potter. That would be Rav Yehuda, I guess. Well, Mar Sover Gazlan Have, one says he's a Gazlan, and you have to give it back all the way to where it came from. Let's just read Rashbam. I may have said it wrong. The Mar Sover, yeah, I think I said it wrong. Mar Sover Rabbanon holds, oh no, you're right. Well, Mar Sover Rabbanon Gazlan Have, that if you show it to Lomidash, you categorize it as a gazlan. The kniya lischayeba atche tovol yad bailim. And you're koning it now until it returns back to the owners. The be'ina the heshivis hagzela, you have to give it heshivis hagzela share gazel. The hashava liyad tinok lav hashavahi. And returning it to the kid is not a return. V'hachi armina v'gozel machil, that's what we say in Bava Kama, hagonev tlem in eder, if you steal a tlef from the flock, because the owner has to know that it was returned. The ainzid das bailik is mostly Latino. It's not considered the owner knows it was returned if it's given back only to this irresponsible kid. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Shoel Have. He says, no, Shoel Shomitas gets the dinim of a Shoel. which means machziro lemakom shesha'alo misham dai. And if you return it to the place of where you borrowed it from, that's sufficient. You don't need this extra level of das bailim of the heshivas agzela. The hilka kasher zero the tinok potter. When he returns it to the kid, he is then potter. Interesting. If you look,
is he worried about how it makes its own kinyan? What is his problem with this?
Whose problem?
What's the machlokus on?
The problem was with the plate. Why was the owner responsible for the plate? The chenvani responsible for the plate. When the father sends the kid with the plate, it's as if he's mafkirit because he knows it's not going to come back. The kids are responsible to take it back. So what puts the burden onto the owner? It's as if the plate got there basically once it gets there, it got there by accident. By sending it with the kids, as if you should have sent with the kid. He was ma'abid it. He was ma'abid it. So why is the chemedy responsible for it? So here we're saying the chemedy is responsible for it because it got him by accident. But once it got him, he used it in a way which could now create a responsibility. What was that? He used it to measure for somebody other people.
Else.
Right.
Someone else.
Yeah.
I think there's a law that a bartender who gives a drink to a guy and he gets into an accident, the bartender is... It's the same thing.
Sort of. You have to be...
Same
have to,
thing.
I hear. So, if you look at...
I don't know, I think there's a law like that, right? The dram shot?
The dram shot rule, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
So if you look at, where is this... There's this Perish Harashbama Ikari. If you look on the side, you see this Perish Harashbama Ikari. I don't know if you noticed it yesterday.
It's really small letters.
Right, very small letters. So there's a footnote yesterday in the Perish Harashbama Ikari where it shows up that says that the next two blot in the Rashbam is not really the Rashbam. It's the wrong manuscript, and the Perish Harashbama Ikari is the right Rashbam. So not only do we not have Rashi, we have the wrong Rashbam, apparently, according to in these two. But if you go in the wider, I don't know how it's set up. The wider lines of Perish Rashbam Ikari, it's Shoal Have. Shoal Have is the Dibur Masel. It says, I don't know if you see it in the in your Gemara. The article probably has it more clearly set out. He says Shoal Have in the wider lines. He says when you say Shoal Shlomo Das, it's like a Shoal, doesn't mean you're allowed to do it, because a Shoal makes you say, okay, he's a borrower, big deal, he's allowed to do it. Here he just gets a dinum of a shoal. It's still usher. He says. Oh, okay. So shoal have. He says dino kishoel. He gets the dinum, the halachas of a shoel. Umiyu isura mi ika. He's still an usher for him to do it, to take the tzluchis and to use it, right? The lo gara mi shaloach yab pikadon usher. It's like you shaloach yab pikadon. You're not allowed to do that. But however, you still get the halachas of a shoal. So that in the end, that's how the Gemara is. The Maskal of the Gemara is that the case over here is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason why the Chachamim say that he's chayav by the plate is because, even though it's aveda midas, is because he's a goslin. It turns out it's the halachas of a goslin. Okay, Gufa. Okay, Gufa. Amar Shmuel. So we mentioned yesterday. Shmuel said hanotel kli min ha'uman. So if you inspect the kli that's in the Uman's house, you look at the kli, levakro, to check it out, and to see whether you want to pay it or not, then v'nenas biyado, and something happens in your hands, it falls out of your hands, you break it, you pay for it, basically. In this case, you're chayev. But hani mili, the Gemara makes sure that you know that's only true if the kitze deme, if the price is set. What's the kitze deme? So if you look at, well, if you look at the Rashbam that we have, right, no, Rashbam on the daf, it's a second wide line, Hanimil de Kitze Dumei, Rashbam says,
he's checking
for right, Shedamov Ktsutsim, that the price is set. So you, right, remember we kept saying that the price is set.
He's ready,
not more than that. He's not ready, but he already has the price. He's ready, the price is already set. Kigon Rechayim, Shel Pilpolim, Ushar Kein Ketanim, Shedarkam Lo'olam, Latate B'Pashut Pashut. It's a set, simple price. U'medarim Mokul Al HaShmuel B'Tara Charifa, with a hot item. Charif, Tara Charifa, meaning it's something that moves. The guy has a lot of buyers. There are a lot of buyers there. U'medavar Shelokim Koptin Olav. Nein Hanar L'Mokha B'Likaso Shel Zed, the Harbe Yim Sekoptim. I, the Mokha, don't care whether you buy, because the guy, next guy in line is going to, you know, it's like salt, it's like, because of the Kol Hanar Shelo. U'mishum D'Hanaso Shelokeach He, Havish Lei Halokeach Kishoa Olav. So then the Gelokeach who's inspecting it, he's like a Shoal. And the Shoal gets all, because of all the benefits onto him, because there's no benefit to Mocha whether you buy it or you buy it. Because I'm going to sell it no matter what. You know, it's like salt in a snowstorm. I'm going to, or you bottle of water before a hurricane. It's going to be sold. You're not worried about that. So therefore, the guy who's checking it out, if he gets a dinum of a shoel, and therefore he's chayv and osim. V'tanya hasa b'raisik of a say, in the Darim, they quote a b'raisa like Shmuel, the katani, right, that's the b'raisa. If you look in, I guess, the Ramban Ikari again, it says, hani v'hacha nami, hani mili d'kitse d'mea, it's the next one that we did yesterday before, shekvar katsav upasak damim kodem shenat latlenu. They already set the price beforehand. The guy says, I want to buy it, because I want to sell it. He goes, how much? $5. Ooh, $5. Now he starts looking at it. Now he starts looking at it, so that that means he basically he has the kinyan is made. Basically, it's like a kinyan with recourse. He's his with the right to return it. He hasn't been done a ma'aseh kinyan yet. Exactly. But so the halacha is, and Shmuel says, and these things with a set price, then it says if it's his, but he doesn't, he has a right to return it. But if it breaks, in the meantime, it's his. And therefore, he's chayah for the onsim. So hani mila dehu dekitzei damei. So Ahu Gavra, so we're going to a couple of cases, Halacha Lamaisa, Ahu Gavra, the Ale Beit Habacha. He went into the butcher shop to buy a piece of meat. The Aga Atma Debisra. And he picked up some, you know, thigh of meat to see whether it was fat or skinny or whatever, it had the good fat content. He wants to know whether to buy it or not. But Hadika Agbe, and then he picks it up, Asa Parasha Marama Mine. So some guy on horseback, I don't know who it is, maybe it's a government official or something, comes by on horseback and grabs it from him. So us the Kaimid Rav Yemer, the butcher came from Rav Yemer, and he wants to get paid. So he says, Chayev Lashalmi Demei. He forced the purchaser or the would be purchaser to pay for it because it was cuts its damim, it was maybe something that's already going to be sold, the price was already set, he lifted up, so he's considered that he was Kona it and the Otsim are in his hands, owners took place in his hands, and therefore he had to pay. Again, the caveat is as long as the price was set. Next case also, who gavra the aite kari lupumnara. So this guy who brought, I think it's like medulium, some sort of gourds to the riverbank. He's selling them, you know, pumpkins for sale, 50 cents a pumpkin. Also kule alma, so everyone came v'shakel kra kra, and they all started coming to and they started grabbing the pumpkins. They start. He's not getting paid, right? He doesn't know who's grabbing what. Right. So he says, "I had enough of this." Amalu, he says, "Harim mukdashim shmayim." All everything is hektish. So put it all back. Everything is hektish. You guys are out. So the problem is it really hektish or not?
Yeah,
so
yeah, once he says it's hektish, that's it.
No, but if he only can say it's hektish, it only works if it's his. If it's not his. So it just like they were calling him, he didn't own sin, they may have taken out of his rishus. That's what Gemara says. Us the kind of kahana, amalu, ain't the matcha dabashin slow. No, there's no hektish here. It's not yours. Remember, they picked it up, set price. They're chayv own sin. That means it's in their rishus. If it's in their rishus, it's on your rishus. You don't have the right. You don't have the right to be makdish it.
Yeah. So then if he can't makdish it, why would they be scared to put it back?
Well, that was the psak.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the case was. So he said he thought he could get away with it.
Yeah, okay.
He also the Kabbalah of Amar Lu, in the Magdash Dovah Shein Shalosh. You look in the Rashbam. He tried it. Didn't work. In the Magdash Dovah Shein Tichy Yekdish is based on Hachanami. Kevon Dikaitzi Damayu Zachu Bohu Kedishmuel. What's the set price? The other people are calling it.
Exactly. What's the set price about?
They had a set price. That's what Gemara says. I mean, it's a case of Gemara says Vahani Mili Dehu Dekatsi Demayu. The dinner of Kahana is only the case where the Dluim had a set price. He came down. And he said, "Okay, like I said, I made a joke. But I'm serious. Dilu 50 cents a Dluim, right? So they set price. All right. So the Gemara says Aval Lo Kitsi Demayu. If they didn't set the price, Bereshus Marayu Kamei, then they're still considered Bereshus the Mocher. V'shapir Akdish, and then it would be a good Hekdish. Rashbam says, V'rushus b'raya kamayu, v'yachol ha-Hekdishon. Now Rashbam and Rishonim ask, whoa, why would it still be a good Hekdish? Don't we know the halacha that by Gazel, when someone steals something from me, neither of us can be matrish it. You, the Gazel, can't be matrish it because it's not yours yet. I didn't have Yeyush, so it's not yours yet. And I, the owner, can't be matrish it because it's not in my possession.
Right.
So here the Bluyim, the purchasers can't be matrish it because it's not theirs. But I shouldn't be able to be matched either because it's not in my possession. You're holding on to it. So what's going on here? So Rashbam says, below dummy le gazlan darminon. It's not similar to gazlan that we say in Bavakama. Shneim ein yichol lahakis zelafishin shalo v'zelafishin b'shuso. The hacha lab adaita de lemigzel shaklinu eliknosan. The purchaser didn't lift it to take it to steal it. Their intent was to buy it. They weren't interested in stealing it. So what? The kevan de lo kachi demayu lo samcha daisayu. And since there's no set price, the purchasers don't even have a havamina, that it belongs to them yet. The Shema Yitzhu L'machron B'yoker. So maybe the guy wants to raise the price. But Daitan L'achziron, and they may be intent on returning it. U'mishachim D'Rishusa D'Mari Kaimei. It's interesting. He says that's why it's still considered in the owner's Rishus, because the other people have yet to accept upon themselves that it belongs to them, because there's no set price. Right. Even though it's physically not in his possession. Still, right? Still halachically in his possession. Still physically not in his possession, but still considered enough, because the other people haven't taken it into their possession. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. Halakeach yerek min ashuk, ubirer v'hiniach, afilu kol hayom kulo, lo kana, v'lo nischayev v'maiser. So we're in the whole b'raisa. Gamer b'liba liknoso, kana v'nischayev v'maiser. That's the first part. So Tanu Rabbanan, the case that we have here, everyone points out, we're talking about a chaver is balokeach yarek, means a chaver who's makbid, achimus and maishos, is buying vegetables from a amaaretz, who's chashud, that he's not maaser items, he doesn't take off the tights. So halokeach yarek minashuk, who beware. Now the chaver takes off the maaser, the heiniach, and he puts it on the side, meaning he never had das to be kone yet. Right? Rashbam says, birer v'hiniach. Sorry, he looks, checks at it. He checks it. He looks at it. V'lo gamar liknos. He's not. He doesn't have any gemiras das to be calling it. Afilu kol hayom kulo. If he does this all day, checking, looking, blah blah, all the time. V'lo kani is not kane. V'lo is chayv v'maiser. He's not chayv v'maiser because when he lifted the vegetable, when he lifted the item, he had no kavana, no gemiras das to make a kinyan. Rather, he was just checking to see whether it was good produce or not good produce. But gamar belibo liknoso. If he had Gemir's das to be kone it, then he was kana, then he was kone it. V'nischayev v'maiser, and now he's chayev to take maiser off of it, because this item is demai. He's chayev to maiser it. And now, if he wants to return it, after he had Gemir's das, lachziro, to return it, right, without taking off the maiser, efshar, he can't do that. Shekvar nischayev v'maiser. It's already chayev v'maiser, and a chaver cannot sell something back to an amaretz where Meister wasn't taken off from it. It became his. He was obligated to take off Meister. He can't return it, right? Rashbam says, Lachziru Efshar, below Hafrashas Meister, Shekvar Nitzchayev Meister, the Ein Chayev Chaver Motzi Mitachas Yado, Dov Shein Masukan. A Chaver will never release from his hand something that's not fixed, that's not have Meister taken off from it. So then, Asro, so why doesn't he just take off Meister and then return it then? Minus the tenth. Vila Asro Efshar, Shekvar mafchisan bedamim. He can't do that because then he's caused the chaver's losing money. He's giving him back less. He's returning with less. So okay, so what does he do? Maasro, he has to take off maaser. V'nosein lo d'mei maaser. So what he has to do is take off maaser, give the chaver the value of the maaser plus the return items. In other words, he returns the whole thing, and in return, he returns everything in kind plus the maaser in value. The value of the maaser. That's what he has to do. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second. Atu mishum de gamar belibo liknos kana v'neschay v'meiser. This is because he had gemir das in his heart. He was kone. You have to do a meiser kinyan. Yeah. Where's the meiser? In his heart, it's a meiser. Doran should believe in dvarim. What's going on here?
He picked it up to check it.
Yeah, but that's not. But he was. It wasn't dama k'suvim, and he does. That's not a kinyan. Rashbam says, Atu mishum de gamar belibo liknos kana meiser. Bit me amai ha filo I kaitzi demeim yochol lahachziron v'adrinal v'liftar. Even if it was kaitzi damim, until they have. Remember we said before that when you lift it up to check, Shmuel's din was that it's his for that moment in time for Chayv and Onsen, but he has a right to return it. Yeah. So here, why is he Chayv and Meiser just because he had Gemir Sadas? Even if you say like Shmuel, he still has a right to return it. So why is there Gemir Sadas? Why does it all become something that becomes his and Chayv and Meiser? So Amar Rav Osha, Hacha, one second. We're dealing here with a guy who's a real Yiri Shemayim, Ukagon Rav Safra, the Kain Benafsha Vedomer Emes Belovo. Like the story of Rav Safra, who's Mekayim, what it says in the Psukim, Vedomer Emes Belovo, speaks truth in his heart. What's the story of Rav Safra? So it's the story at the end of Gemara Makos, Rashbam quotes it. Let's read the whole Rashbam. Right before Mishnah, Rav Safra, Havikari Kriya Shema. He was reading Kriya Shema, right? This is the case of Rav Safra's in Makos, right? Gemara Safra is at Enemakos Chav Dalet. He says, "Havikari Kriya Shema." He was reading Kriya Shema. V'amalei Hu Gavra Highly Iskacha B'Kachach Malasa. I want to buy that thing that you're holding for $100. But Safra was saying Kriya Shema, so he didn't answer. He was silent. V'Savar Mishum Miut Damim Havishasik V'Hela Lo Damim Rubim. So the guy kept raising the price because Osafra was being silent. Ba'achar tfilaso lo rat lekabel el b'miut mod harishonos. He only wanted to accept the original price, mishum degam libel at nos mekach. Because he, in his heart, he said that was a good enough price. Even though he had no obligation, he could have. He never made a maisa, there was no kinyan, and he could have taken a higher price. No, nevertheless, he wanted to be dumb and believable, lehaklos lekach, dover emes v'lovo. V'achinami gavi maisa, so too over here, kevin the Yerushimayim, since he's talking about a chaver, who's a Yerushimayim, Yerushimayim, who kevin shegam belibo, once he was gomer belibo to be konit, zaka b'mekach, he was zaka b'mekach, v'nischayev, I think b'mekach should change to maiser. I think maybe the Bach changes it. V'nischayev b'maiser, right? B'kimach zero, and when he returns it, k'chozer mochel odame. It's as if he's returning, you know, something that's his, he's returning his, so therefore he has to give him back the produce, what's left, and pay for the miser. Okay. Okay, next Mishnah now starts talking about weights and measurements. Right? The Torah gives the psukim in Vayikra Perikutes. It says Mosnei Tzedek, which is one. Avnei Tzedek, which is two. Eifat Tzedek, which is three. Hin Tzedek, which is four. Yielachem. You have to be very careful with the weights and the measurements. It gives you all different types of weights, all different types of measurements. And you have to be very careful to make sure that they don't get chipped or they have extra stuff on them. You have to be very careful. So,
what are those for different types?
What? Yeah, they're all for different types.
Dry, wet.
Scales, all different types of things. Okay. Hasiton. So, Hasiton, Rashbam says, Hasiton is chenvani gadol. Shekona harbe yachar omochel vani katonim. That's the big, I guess that's like the warehouse guy.
Well, wholesale dealer.
Right? So he's the one who buys Henry Godel, Shekona Harbe, he buys a lot in bulk, and then he sells it out to all the small little bodegas. So Asiton, Mikaneach Midosov, he has to clean his weights and his scales, Echa L'Shloshim Yom, every 30 days. Once every 30 days, he has to clean them. Rashbam says, he says, Siton is Chitin B'Loshin Yavon, right? So this is a wholesaler of wheat, Rashbam says. Umishum shekod harbe chitim biyachad kor lositon. Fine. His mekanach midosa. Rashbam says, b'shviol shen nikabitz behen hayayin v'hashemen v'nikrash l'tochon umisametes hamida. He says, some, I guess oil and wine congeals on it, builds up. You get this buildup on the scale, and therefore weighs it down, which is be cheating, right? We're talking about a kli lach over here, something that's a kli that's used to measure what? To measure liquids, right? Echad l'shloshim yom. But you have balabayis, the balabayis who sells less in bulk, so it's going to be less buildup. Then echad l'shnei masar chodesh. He only has to clean it out every 12 months, right? Rashbam says balabayis she'eno mocher tadir kesiton dai bepamach b'shana she'eno nidbak bokol kach. He doesn't have so much. Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel omer chilut varim. He flips it around. Why? He says, Chilav Dovim, Siton, Rashbam says, Pamachas B'Shana. He has to only do it once a year. The Kemet Shemocher Tadir, Ein Hamashka Nikrash B'Socho. It's not going to congeal and get, because it's constantly in use, it's going to get wiped off. It's going to get washed away by the next one, it's going to get washed away. Aval Balabayish, Ein Hamocher Tadir, Nikrash Umiyavish Hamashka B'Socho. So the moisture that's in there is going to get there and get thick and get congeal, and it's not going to get taken away, it's not going to be used so frequently. Okay. Now, Chenvani is the smaller merchant, the shop owner, who sells in smaller amounts. So, Mikaneach Midosa of Pamayim Meshabas. He has to clean his scales twice a week. So since he's, I guess, Rashbam says, Pamayim Meshabas, Lefisha Todil Lemocher Yoso Misitom Alabayas. He sells more frequently than the Sitom Alabayas. Vason Lekanakama. We're talking about the Tanakama, Cain Perish or Bosenu. And he says, no, Veloni Hiri. The Im Cain, Los Fule, Hachi. That's the case. We don't hold like this stam. So halacha of Shem Gamliel, Mishnah Seder looks like my Mishnah. The Ode Kamaskin bar of Shem Gamliel. He says that's like passing him like Rav Shem Gamliel. Because if you do it twice a week, I guess because he's so busy and the liquid gets on there and he's not going to and he's so busy he's not going to clean it up. He's not going to notice it, and therefore he has to. I think so. I'm not exactly sure why he's doing it twice a week.
I don't understand why he's different than the wholesaler.
Because he does it more frequently.
What do you mean that?
He's selling it constantly. He's selling 100 times a day. People come and sell it. He says,
should constantly be watching it.
Doesn't have time to dry.
Right. So he has to, he doesn't have to wipe it after each thing, but he since it's a lot of buildup, it's a lot of, sold most oftentimes often it's a lot of buildup, he has to wipe it twice a week. All right. Ve mamche, and the chadvani has to clean off the fat on mishkalosav, on the actual weights. He has to clean off the fat that's on the weights. That's what he measures dry goods with, right? Like meat. Pamachas b'shabbos, he has to clean that off once a week. Because if he doesn't, I guess then the weights themselves, I guess somehow, I guess with everyone touching it, they get schmutz on it, and therefore they get heavier. So it looks like, so when it goes up against the meat, it looks like you're selling more meat. Umekaneach moznayim, and he has to wipe the actual scales themselves, I guess the cups and the scales themselves. I'll call mishkal and mishkal between each time that he weighs it. I guess because they have the scales sort of have a receptacle, they have a base kibul. So the stuff is going to sit in there. It's not going to run. There's no runoff on it. Right, that's what the Rashbam says. Mishkalosav, akol mishkal mishkal b'chol pam pam shkoshkem shenin bag miyosim mishkalos. That will stick to them more than the mishkalos because they have a base kibul. So tzarech l'knachlan b'chol pam pam. You have to wipe them off between each and every usage. And Amar Rishon Gamliel b'medvarim amurim. You have to wipe the midos and the mishkalos. That's bilach. That's if something that's you're using something that's dry. Because if you don't wipe it off, then the moisture is going to build up. Aval b'yavesh, but if something that's yavesh, something that's lach, something that's moist. About something that's totally yavesh, that has no moisture, ain't no tzarach. He doesn't say, Rosh Hashanah, so you don't have to wipe it at all, because there's going to be no build-up. The Mishnah then continues, v'chayiv l'hachriya lo tefach. This is interesting. If you're selling with a... So I think a lot of these are also like the minhag ha'makom, what they did at the time. He says, "V'chayiv lachvil tefach." Rashbam says, "Lachvil lo tefach." Aleph, "V'chayiv lachvil lo hamoznayim mitzad habasar tefach." Shei habasar shokel yoser min alitra. Gemara makom makom shtog lachvil. It seems that you have to add a little bit to the meat. You have to assume that the weight is a little heavier, and you have to add this little bit to the meat when it's sold. You have to add to the meat. Let's say maybe you have to add an ounce to the meat. Every time you buy it, you have to add another ounce. Right. Well, that's in the minog. It has to be the minog of that place because the next part of the mission, just the next line, says hayashokalo ayin ba'ayin. If now you're making it completely even, it's ayin ba'ayin. So then nosing lo after the weighing, besides what is weighed ayin ba'ayin, you have to give him girumim. You have to give him some. This is extra. Right, you have to give him so extra, which means chilo tefach. I mean, you have to add a little bit of weight on the buser side, so that
you're giving it
always to the ayin tov. Right. So hayashokalo ayin ayin girum. You have to give him this extra. So echad lasara bilach. You have to give this one esar echad lasara bilach, which the Rashbam does a calculation ends up being 1/100th. The echad lasara in biyavesh, and because the calculation is 1/400th by something that is dry. Now, makom shenogu lamod bidaka lo yamod bigasa. If the minhag of the makom is to measure in small amounts, the things would be like you measure piecemeal. I think it's what he's doing. I don't know how he touches bidaka. What does he say?
It says that
small. Small. Rashbam says.
I thought these are containers.
I'm saying that you use small. You only use like quarter pound containers, as opposed. Exactly. You don't measure everything in bulk. You measure it piece by piece, and then you keep adding it. So you're measuring with daka. So then lo yom
b'gasa. He's talking about two different units. He's talking about a small unit. And
right. So let's say I have If I'm buying 100 pounds, do I measure it? You know, 10 pounds, 10 pounds, 10 pounds, or do I measure it 100 pounds in one shot? So here's the mukum where they use smaller scales. They broke it up into pieces.
Because it's not going to be the same amount.
Correct, but so therefore he says lo yom b'gasa and b'gasa lo yom b'daka. You have to go what the minhag is. You have to do whatever the minhag accepted market practice is. Now another thing, if it's a makom shenogu limchok lo yigdosh, ligdosh lo yimchok. So you have limchok is I think you smooth out the top. Ligdosh is to pile. So if it's a place when they sell it, right? Marshbam says. Right, lo limchok esamida lo yigdosh. Right, so you don't do the heaping. If it's a place where you make it smooth, then you can't heap it. And if the minhag comes to make it heaping, lo yimchok. You can't make it even if someone's mochel on that extra amount. You can't do it because that's the minog, that's the market practice. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask Minohan Emili. But we said a bunch of things. So Minohan Emili what? So the Rashbam says, right now the Havmin is about that what we said, that you have to lachriya tefach. You have to tip the scales to the side of the mocher. You have to tip the scales in his favor a little bit. So Amar Reish Lakish, where do you learn that from? The Amar Kra, Evan Shalema Vatzedek, Pasuk continues, Yihel Lach. So Evan Shalema, when you say Shalema, it has to really means fair. So why Tzedek, which means fair? Why is it? It's extraneous. So Tzedek Mishalcha Vesein Lo. No, you should Tzedek, you should add from yours and give to him, which means you give him a little bit of the benefits. And Mara says, wait a second. Ihaki, if that's the case, where you have to add, so Ema Seifa, the Seifa then says, Hayeshokalo Ayin Ba'ayin. If you're using equivalent, or if you're using equivalent scales, how can you use equivalent scales if it's a din d'oraisa that you can't use exact scales, weights? It has to be favored inside of the lokeach, right? It says Ema Seifa Hayeshokalo Ayin Ba'ayin No Sim Legerumim. Then you have to add a little bit to him. Okay, granted, at the end you're going to be adding more to the lokeach. But according to what we just said, you can't use the exact weight. The weight itself has to be tilted in favor of the lokeach, right? The e hachra deoraisa hechiyavle ayim ayin. If you have to tilt the scales midoraisa, how can you use scales that are equivalent in weight? So elo resha. No, you're right. The resha of our mishnah where he says you sort of have to do this tip the scales. That's only b'makom shenagu. That's where makom shenagu. So if it's makom shenogu to tilt the scales, you tilt the scales. If it's makom shenogu not to tilt the scales, then you still have to add a little bit. So the chidar is Reish Lakish. So what's the drash of Reish Lakish? A seifa itmar. It's talking about the seifa. What's the seifa? The seifa is the case of hayeshoko ayin ba'ayin nos legerumin. If the minog of the makom is to not tilt the scales, how do you know even not tilting the scales, you still have to add a little extra. You have to add the gerumim to the purchaser. Minon immediately from here I'm Reish Lakish. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Evan Shlema Vatzadek, Tzadek Mishachav Hasein, like to give him a little extra. Okay, so giving him a little extra is the Din Doraisa. Making the extra on the weight itself is not Din Doraisa. So if the Minog is to do it on the scales, you accomplish what you're supposed to do. And if you do Ayin Ba'ayin, then you have to accomplish the Pasuk by giving him a little extra afterward, after the weighing. The Kami Gerumim, and how much is this Gerum that you have to give? Amar Abba, Bar Mamol, Amar Rav. Echad me'asara b'litra v'alach v'asara litrin. So it's 1 out of 10 litra for every 10 litrin, which is 1 out of 100.
It's only liquid.
Right. It's by lach. It's 1 out of 100. So then the Gemara says, echad asara b'alach v'echad le'esrim b'yavish. And b'yavish, they gave us the extra, was 1 out of 400. So Yibayilu is the 1/400th exact. So Yibayilu, they asked Yeshiva, Hechi kamar. What's the kavana when the Mishnah says echad asara b'yavish? Is the echad me'asara also thrown on, is also describing the lach? So the Gemara says, Echa me'asar b'lach, l'chol asar d'lach, which would then be the Echa me'asar b'yavish, l'asim b'yavish, al dilma Echa me'asar l'asar d'lach, v'hein v'l'asim b'yavish, which would make it, meaning it's only what, and that's actual calculations, is it 1/400th or 1/200th? Gemara says, teku. Not sure. Okay. Now a little agadata. Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Kasha osham shalmidos, the punishment or the avera done by someone who cheats on weight, yoser me onshan shel arayos. That's worse than someone who's gazgilui arayos. How do we know? Rav Levi says, how do we know this? Shazeh, the people who are nichshal by arayos, Nehemar Behenet says, right, the full pasuk is ki es kol tovos hakel asu anshe aretz shel nechem. He just says hakel alef lamed. But zeh, when it comes to the midos, Nehemar Behen, it says ki tovas Hashem lokech kol osa eile. With a hay, so it's extra, so it's worse. So the Gemara then says, "Umay mashta the high L kashahu." How you know that L over here means something that's very harsh, something that's very severe? So it's the ksiv. He says because it says in Yecheskel when Yecheskel is given the nevuah and Perikud Zayin about what's going to happen to Melech Bavel when he comes to Yerushalayim. One of the things he's going to do, it says, "Ves eileya aris lakach." He's going to take the strong people of the land. So El means strong or severe. So therefore you see, Kol Toivos El is to do these severe things, but Kol Toivos Ela is even stronger. So it's even stronger. So Midos, Chino Midos is stronger. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the Gabi Arayus Namik Siv Ela. There's a pasuk that also says Ela by Arayus. It says, Kichol Asher Yasim Kol Toivos Ela, V'nichrasu HaNafashos HaOsos. The people do a Ela, it's going to get punished. There's no there, a Ela is something else. There are Ela, Hahu, Lumutim, Midos, Mikaris. That's what we say, whoever does these is going to get Karis. But if you do Midos, if you cheat on your Midos, even though it's severe, you're not going to get Karis. So the Gemara says, Ela, my Odefayu. So if they're not going to get Karis, and Arias do get Karis, why is Midos a more severe transgression than transgressing an Arias? Gemara says, Hasam Efshar B'tshuva. When it comes to Arias, you can do Tshuva. But when Hachalo Efshar B'tshuva, when it comes to Midos, you can't do Tshuva. Why? Because you steal from the Rabbim. How do you do Tshuva? What's the way Gzela, when you steal something, what if you have to return it? Part of the Tshuva process is Veheshev Esa Gzela Sher Gazel. And you can't. It's like the Lashon Hara story where he takes the pillow and he throws the feathers go all over the place. Go collect the feathers. How are you going to do it? You can't figure it out. So you can't do tshuva. So Tosfos points out, he says
that by 100 customers in there, how do you know who?
Exactly. So the Tosfos says, but when you say by Arayis you can do tshuva. Tosfos says v'dafka by Arayis ein b'mamzeris. It's only if your Arayis didn't lead to the mamzer being born. Aval habal ishes ish the holy mimen abein oshar Arayis ish ben mamzeris zehu me'avos me'avos lo yuchal l'tokin. You can't fix it because you have a little baby mamzer running around. What are you supposed to do? You can't fix it. Okay, the Amr Bivamos, the EF Sharba Tshuva, and you can't do Tshuva. Rav Chanan says,
Gemara not say you should do it unless you get caught, right?
No. Rav Chanan Wasserman says the Kol B'Tshuva, he goes, I don't understand. You can't do Tshuva. It's just a certain, you just can't fit it for a certain part. Meaning, I can do Tshuva and have Charata, I can't fix it l'mafreya, but Mikan l'haba, I can become a Kasher Eid if I do Tshuva and I do it the right way. I just can't necessarily fix the past. So that can be, he says over here, and he quotes Rav Chaya Omer,
sound like a slightly like a
disclaimer. Rav Chaim says what I said. Rav Chaim Omer Afakav Shuma Avos Lo Yuchal Taka Bekomok Efsar B'Tshuva. Even though you can't fix it, you can't do Tshuva. Tshuva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the Tshuva that you do by the Arayis? You do Tshuva. But when it came to so even if you have a mamzer, you can still do Tshuva. When it comes to Gezela, part of the Tshuva process, the Torah tells you is to return it, and you can't return it. Right, El Asos Lo Tshuva, Vagazon Shetshuvaso He Sheyachzor Gzela, Kedikshiv Heishiv Gzela Sher Gazol, Behecha De Gazol Rabim In Yodei Lemi Yashiv. Right, he doesn't know who to return it to. So there's a very interesting and I think important Nitziv. So there's why is Gezel? There's different types of Gezel. Why is Gezel by scales and weights worse than Gezel Stam Gezel? You're still stealing from somebody. Now I say because it can't do Tshuva. We can't, what? Well, you're not allowed to steal anyway. You don't know how to steal.
No, it gives exactly our measurements.
Right, but still, it's still Gezel. Right? We don't see that Stam Gezel is worse than Arias.
You steal a car, you can return it.
Like, I steal from 1,000 people without weights. I steal from 1,000.
But the weight itself is giving extra.
Why? But why? So why? Why is that worse? Why does the Torah tell you that? Why? That's the question I'm asking. So he says, and what's the comparison to Arias? Why is it compared to Arias? There's so many other Avayos. Why are you comparing Dafka to Arias? So there's a Netziv. It's interesting, Netziv. It's on, the Netziv is actually on the Pasuk of Zachar, Sher Selach HaMalek, in Kafei. So he says, 5 minutes. Basically he says, if you look at the three cardinal sins, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rishis, Shefichas Damim, they each come from three different reasons why you're doing Avera. Why are you doing Avera? You're doing Avera either because, he says, the gimel of virus chamur is high. The gimel of virus v'azor shiluch damim. The chomer should be gimel alien to the punish. The chomer of these people, these things, are not based on the punishment because Shabbos you get karis, and that's not part of the big three. Right? So you only shkel Shabbos chamur is called el b'asher she'adam. There are three reasons why a person comes to do sins. Either he lacks emuna, heder emuna, b'asher mitaraso, gvur is a taiva because he has taiva, or when it comes to kas. So these three things are the archetypes for each of these three items. So he says, when it comes to Gila Arayis, that is Chosar Emunah. That's what he did to Gila Arayis. When it comes to that's Avodah Zarah. Gila Arayis is the archetype for Taiva, and Shefichas Damim is the archetype for Kas. When you're angry, you kill. So those are the three. Those are the three things. Now the worst thing out there is obviously Avodah Zarah, because that's Kfira. That's when it comes to you being Kofar. So he says, when it comes to, which that's the worst one. So Avodah Zarah is the worst one. So, and Arias is just from Taiva. So when it comes to Mishkalos, he says Mishkalos is not like any other type of being a thief. When it comes to other types of being a thief, it could be Taiva that caused you to steal something. When it comes to Mishkalos, when you're cheating in business, it's because you don't believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to provide you with what you need. What? So it's a sniff of the Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's more chamer than a raya. So it's an interesting. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Kasha Gezel Hedjo Yotemri Gezel Gavoa. Stealing from a regular person is worse than stealing from Hekdesh, even though, because Me'ila was stealing from Hekdesh. Shazeh, when it comes to stealing from Hekdesh, Hiktim Chet Me'ila, Vizeh Hiktim Me'ila Chet. When it comes to stealing from Hedjo, it says the word Chet before Me'ila, it says Nefesh Kitechta Uma'alamal Hashem, Vikikesh Ba'im Naso. When it came to Me'ila, it says Nefesh Kitimomal Vichata. So therefore, you see that's worse. I don't know why, but that's what you see. Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, "Bo ure'e shelo kimidas kadosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam." Kadosh baruch hu is different than, greater than humans. Shekadosh baruch hu birech Yisrael be'eshem mishtayim. Kadosh baruch hu blessed Bnei Yisrael with 22 letters. Ukil lam bishmoni, and he cursed them with 8 letters. Where do you say that? Brecham be'asar nashtayim. He blessed them with 22 letters. The pasuk says in the beginning. In Vayikra Berachas Vav, Im Bichukusai Teilechu, if you go into my paths, so Im starts with Aleph, and the end of the pasuk is Va'olech Islam Komimius, with a Saf at the end, Aleph Saf, 22 letters with the Bracha. Now, Kilo Mishmona, and he only curses them with 8, because then it says, Vim Bichukusai Temasim, if you ignore my words, starts with a Vav, with the Vav Achivor, and it ends, Ad Eskukusai Ga'ala Nafsham, with a Mem, so without the Osio Sophios, that then it's only eight letters. The Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to bless them, he only blesses them Mishmona, will kill him Eshem Mishtayim. This is the other way around. He blesses them with 8 letters and curses them with 22 letters. Berechem Mishmona, he blesses them with 8 letters. The Pasuk says, V'hayayim Shamoa, right? V'hayayim Shamoa starts with a Vav, that's Vav, and continues, the Pasuk ends, right? V'lo Sosorah, we call the Vayim Asher, Noch Mitzav Eschem Hayom, Yomin Usmol Alechas Achari Lekim Achrim Le'avdom, ends with the Mem. Again, without the Osio Sophios, it's only 8 letters of the Bracha. They kill of Eshem Mishtayim, and he curses them with 22 letters. It's interesting, because then it says, V'haya im lo sishma, b'kol Hashem. And if you don't listen to the words of Hashem, start with the Vav. So where do we get 22 letters? Because it ends, at the end of the Pasuk, if it hits Markitem, Sham lo yvechel, avadim usvachos, v'in koneh, ends with the Hey. So he starts with the Vav, and goes all the way back around to the Hey, which is another 22 letters. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. Oh, yeah.